When it comes to cooking, some people's talents don't extend much past a microwave or the back of a box of instant rice. This is Lisa Berry, and happy to have joining us now on 89.1 WEMU, Molly Stevens, an award-winning cookbook author, chef, and teacher. Perhaps you've used one of her James Beard Foundation award-winning cookbooks or seen one of her recipes in Bon Appetit. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
What is your favorite thing to do? Do you like to write? Do you like to cook? Do you like to research?
I like to teach. I was a cooking teacher, a culinary instructor for years, and I just love to teach. I just think if people get in the kitchen and start cooking, that solves a whole host of problems. And so I write mainly as a way to teach. So my recipes, I think of them as like mini cooking classes. When I write a recipe, I just try to put in as much tips and hints and knowledge as I can.
How did you, Molly Stevens, come to learn to be such a good cook and teacher?
Well, I've been at it for a long time. I cooked all through high school. I cooked, you know, in college while I was busy trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And I had an English degree and a master's degree also in English. And my jobs were always in restaurants. And so somewhere in my early 20s, I realized I needed to figure out some way to support myself, my habit, my educational habit. And so I just kept cooking, and I took a trip. I bought a one-way ticket. I bought a one-way ticket to France, and this, like I said, was a long time ago, and I just have been cooking ever since.
Is it an insult to call it cooking? Should I call you a chef? I don't want to...
No, I call myself a cook, Lisa, because really, chef for me, I have chefed in the past, and chef means, you know, chief, boss, person in charge, and these days I'm a writer at home when I'm working on my books and my recipes, and so I'm a home cook. Really?
So you're coming to Ann Arbor. It's the third annual Jelly Bean Jump Up fundraiser in honor of Ari Wineswy, the co-owner of Zingerman's beloved dog that passed away 3 years ago. That dog was well known in the community, and instead of trying to just be sad about it, Ari's trying to make it a celebration, and it's a fundraiser for a safe house. And you're hosting an evening called An Evening of Roasting, Braising, and Empowerment. Explain that.
My two big books, one is called All About Braising and one is called All About Roasting. And so what we're going to do at this dinner is we're going to feature recipes from those books and talk a little bit about those techniques. And they're really basic techniques that if you want to learn your way into cooking, those are two really good places to start. So that's the menu will be based on that. But Ari and I have been friends for nearly 30 years, I think, and we both share a love of dogs, and we both have had many good dogs in our lives. And so when he started this Jelly Bean Jump Up for Safe House, it's something I've been aware of for a couple of years, and I thought, you know, we just talked about wouldn't it be fun to combine these things so that the dinner is also doing some good for the community. And Safe House is something really important to the Ann Arbor community. And, you know, it's all fine and well to talk about everybody should cook and have good food, but if you don't have a safe space and you don't have if you're not living in a safe place, that cooking is secondary. So we really thought it'd be great to support that organization as well.
When I found out I'd be talking to you, I kept thinking of In Praise of Braising. Has that been done yet?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't even know what braising is, so maybe you can explain that to us.
Yeah, braising is a very basic technique that if people cook at all, they probably braise. It's cooking something gently with a little bit of liquid, usually under a cover. We often think of it with meats, but we can do it with poultry, seafood, and lots of vegetables. Like if you make a pot roast or if you make a pork chop with apples, that would be a braise, but you can also braise celery and endive and cabbage and all these wonderful, especially great in the wintertime.
What's the benefit of braising?
The benefit of braising, it's so forgiving. And when I wrote the book, people would just rave about the recipes, and I almost felt like I was cheating a little bit because it's really hard to screw up a braise. And so it's a wonderfully forgiving way to learn how to cook. Plus, you can take ingredients that maybe aren't, you know, like with meat especially, you take what are called the lesser cuts, you know, the tougher cuts of meat, and if you cook them gently undercover with sort of aromatic vegetables and things, they come out just being so much tender and filled with flavor. So it's sort of a nice way to take, to what is it, the sum is greater than the, or the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
And what's the empowerment part?
The empowerment part is when you learn to cook for yourself, you take control of your life in a way that I find incredibly empowering. And also in, you know, giving back to Safe Space, it's also the same idea that helping people, you know, take care of their lives a little bit better, if we can help them do that.
Do you speak inspirationally, or is that just part of the cooking process?
I don't necessarily think of myself as speaking inspirationally, but what I try to do when I teach and when I write about cooking is I try to speak with encouragement, and that it's cooking isn't hard. It's just there's a lot of obstacles for people, and there's, you know, people get nervous and they're afraid, or there are reasons we can't do it, we don't have time, or shopping's a bore. And so I just try to encourage people to take baby steps and to start in. And I just find it helps.
You keep saying cooking is not hard, but I'm thinking there's got to be some innate talent involved in there for one to be successful, especially as successful as you, Molly Stevens, in the kitchen.
Yeah, you know, it's you're nice to say that, but I realize that I forget how old I was when I realized that not everybody thought about food all the time, and that's what I do. I always have. I come from a family, and we don't get up from one meal until we know what we're going to do for the next meal. We just really care about food and care about the table. So, like anything, it takes practice. So I don't think, you know, some people talk about the art of cooking. I think of it more as a craft, and that with practice, we all, you know, anybody can get good at it. And I often say, just find a, if you don't like to eat, then that's a different question.
I think everyone likes to eat. I think we have that part covered.
Yeah.
So once again, you'll be in town in Ann Arbor. Can you give us the date and the location for the Jelly Bean Jump Up?
The Jelly Bean Jump Up is going to be on Tuesday, March 13th. It's at Zingerman's Roadhouse, and there are still some seats available, and you can find them through, you know, any of the Zingerman's, through a website and right at the Roadhouse. And that is on Tuesday evening on the 13th. I'm also at teaching a class at Bake, but I think that class is sold out. But and at the Jump Up, Jelly Bean Jump Up on the 13th, we're going to also have cookbooks for sale, and I'll be there signing my books and there to meet everybody, too.
In support of Safe House, too. We can't forget that. A safe haven in Ann Arbor for all survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Molly Stevens, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks. My pleasure.